Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's happening around the trap? Sam Edmund for CD Motor Group. Tax time savings at Ferntree Gully Hyundai. Hello to you, Sam.
Jared, I'll give you a tip. You can't win on this one. I think you've done such a great job of explaining the Toby Green situation, but you'll be accused of defending him or you'll be accused of prosecuting him. There is no possible way. It sits in, well, I'd say a small grey area of the game, but to be honest, the grey is quite large in our game, if we're being honest with ourselves. It definitely resides in there. I think you've done a great job presenting the facts because it is complicating, it is vexed, and tonight at the tribunal, not for the first time, we reach into the lucky dip basket and who knows what we pull out.
Yeah, so there is a defence. I suspect the laws don't allow it to be successful, but the most interesting part of what happens is in the judgment, what is the game demanding Toby Green do, and then is it practical in this circumstance? So it's going to demand that he is still contesting the ball at the moment of impact. Is that practical?
And they are the two key questions. What is the game asking? And is what they are asking practical? And some people will say no, that it's human instinct to protect yourself. I can make it, or I can't make it, too late. So, but the way it's written into the rules now is there's only, for me, he has to be suspended because it's the way that we've been conditioned to thinking with Peter Wright is very different. High velocity, high speed, greater consequence in terms of player injury, but the action is the same. Peter Wright was going for the mark until he wasn't. Toby Green was going for the mark until he wasn't. So if there is going to be a change here, then it has to be written in the tribunal guidelines in the off-season because at the moment, if they value consistency in any way, shape or form, it's going to be really hard for the Giants to argue any other way for me.
You posted a really nasty collision from the VFL, which involves the Giants as well.
Yeah, just coincidentally, this happened in the VFL against Werribee, GWS Werribee, at the weekend just gone, and it is a really nasty collision. Both players going for a mark, both players with eyes solely fixated on the ball from the start of the sequence until the end of the sequence, and it ends with them both being stretched off, Jared, and both taken away in ambulances. A shocking incident. I just posted on X before. So this would appear to be Exhibit A for those who argue or ask, what else is Toby Green supposed to do if he is to keep his eyes on the ball in this instance, or Peter Wright as well? Do we risk both players being concussed or worse? And where do we go from here? So I'm not sure if the Giants will use this in their argument tonight at all, but I mean, their biggest mistake is they're not going with Adrian Anderson, which I can't believe. The man with the skeleton key at the tribunal not being used. So that's an oversight. But
I like Steve Texter. I'll be disappointed if the Giants don't at least go to the good bloke defence.
Yeah, that's just right.
For laughs.
Exactly. Exactly. Worth a crack, perhaps. So, look, who knows? We'll see where we go. Obviously, we've got the other incident with Jesse Hogan tonight as well. And a lot of people mentioning Lincoln McCarthy and the Carl Warner example way back in round one this year where Lincoln McCarthy takes the mark. The ball's his object. Carl Warner's concussed, but obviously Lincoln McCarthy has no case to answer. We've referenced that many times. That's what the AFL wants, but in every single situation, is it practical to expect that to happen?
What have you got on an injury front? Any updates?
Yeah, so at the Melbourne Football Club, Brent Daniels, actually, we should just cover off with GWS. This is how quickly things can turn against you, I suppose. You're undefeated and flying. You get Sam Taylor with the concussion. He remains in the protocols too, by the way. Stephen Canelio out long-term with the knee. You've potentially got Toby Green and Jesse Hogan looking at one match bans. And then the news that Brent Daniels is in doubt. He copped a knock to the knee against the Blues. Been really important as an influential and small pressure forward who kicks goals, so he could miss as well. So they've got Brisbane next into the Sydney Swans at the SCG. Just you really live the week to week, don't you, at football clubs? It's what they've always told us. Ad nauseam, but in the most even of seasons, when only one team's undefeated, it shows you how quickly you can suddenly find yourself up against it.
Yeah, make hay when injury fortune is smiling on you and then just hang on grimly when it turns.
Indeed. And on the injury front as well. So Melbourne coming off the bye, gee, didn't they need it too? The 13-day break there. So Clayton Oliver had the operation on the hand, not the finger. He's good to go now. Cozzy Pickett back from suspension. Marty Hoare available for selection as well. Shane McAdam, who we haven't seen yet in Melbourne colours and made a real impact at Adelaide before he crossed to the club, will return via the VFL. Had a nasty hamstring injury as well. And you did verbal earlier, Adam Uze confirming the return, and haven't they been hit with the injury stick? Jacob Hopper and Dylan Grimes as well. He did make the admission, Adam Uze, as well, Jared, that Dion Prestia played earlier in the season, went underdone, he shouldn't have, and then admission there that perhaps they mismanaged him a bit.
I feel like there's something that's got to be cleared up before Thursday. It's rather urgent. Is there a discrepancy, a one disposal discrepancy between AFL tables and champion data on the count to 10,000 for Scott Pendlebury?
The magical marker. We need them in the room together to sort this out, I think, because AFL tables, which is the Bible for many of us, have Pendles on 9,995 disposals. And you were telling me the champion data have him at 9,996.
So I felt like, and you'll be able to help me out here, the coverage on Saturday, which was counting them on Fox Footy, had him champion. Four to go by champion when he was subbed out of the game. That's certainly what we were using. I feel like this is actually rather important because it's going to be the first time a player will have reached that or will have cracked that 10,000 threshold. We would want to be sure which disposal it is.
And I think there'll be a reaction in the crowd when he does get there, as there was when he broke the all-time record. And it's also pertinent because our Scott Pendlebury is this. But according to my numbers that I'm going by on AFL tables, he sits at 5,000 handballs even, and he sits at 4,995 kicks. So if his first five disposals are kicks, you have the perfect symmetry for the perfect career. 5,000 kicks, 5,000 handballs, 10,000 disposals. How Scott Pendlebury would that be?
Oh, that would be deluxe.
All right, so there we go.
I feel like this is one for our community. Yeah, so Tim Hodges is working on this for 360, but we need absolute clarity and alignment before we go on Thursday as
it's
to
important.
What the count is.
It's very important. Now, no footy
you
at Marvel this
celebrating a batter who gets exactly. to 99 as a century. And then
early forecasting, I think there'll be 90 to 92,000 there. Anzac Eve, they reckon somewhere around 78,000, 80,000 to the Cats and the Blues on Saturday. But that'll be massive. And then Hawthorn and Sydney, obviously Hawthorn at a different end of the spectrum, won't be a huge crowd. But three of the four, massive at the MCG. And no footy at Marvel this weekend. They're giving it a break.
All right. At the skating rink there.
Yeah, that's it.
Sam, good to see you.
Thanks, Jared.
Sam Edmund for CD Motor Group. Do not wait. Ferntree Gully Hyundai has huge end of financial savings on Staria loans.